At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Thanks for listening to Sports Sunday On Demand, a Service Patriots podcast on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Service Patriots is your home comfort solution for all of your heating and air conditioning needs. Check out the latest special offers for our listeners at servicepatriots.com/the fan.
Football Sunday, Joe Fisher, Rashad Taylor, Jordan Schultz. We had some news yesterday in the college football world in the transfer portal. And the Oregon Ducks, they have their quarterback for next season, and it is Dylan Gabriel from Oklahoma. Started his career at Central Florida, but last 2 years have been in Oklahoma. Last year had an amazing year with them. He has the Hawaii lineage. Marcus approved, I think someone tweeted out yesterday.
I think he did.
There you go. So, I mean, of all the guys that were in the transfer portal, his name was being linked to the Oregon Ducks the most, and it is official. Dylan Gabriel will more than likely be your starting quarterback for the Oregon Ducks in 2024.
I read somewhere that there are like 103 names in the transfer portal.
Oh, bud, it is.
Yeah, I want to say maybe it could be wrong. Could be more. I don't really know.
And we can, I want to go into that next segment about just the landscape of college football. But yeah, you're right. There's a lot of dudes in the transfer portal.
But luckily, Oregon's getting a guy who is a proven commodity.
Yeah.
His first three seasons were spent at UCF. 29 touchdowns, 32 touchdowns. He was hurt, the third year. But then goes to Oklahoma, 25 touchdowns, 30 touchdowns. He can do a lot of good things with this Oregon offense. With some of these receivers and some of these weapons that Oregon have, if they can, I'm not sure what year some of these receivers are. But if the next group of receivers is anything like this year's group of Oregon receivers, man, Dylan Gabriel can be another one of those guys in that Heisman conversation.
Well, it will be interesting to see what the Ducks do in that personnel group, because obviously Troy Franklin had a great year. Tez Johnson, I don't know if he has any eligibility left. Jordan, you can maybe help me out with that, or the text line.
I believe
line.
He does. Yeah, I think he was only a junior.
But also, they got a couple guys transferring out in Chris Hudson, who didn't play that much, Josh Delgado, who didn't play that much. So it will be a different looking wide receiver room next week or next year. But you said the most important part is the proven commodity.
Right.
And this is where the college football game is going to the NFL like structure, is that do you want to quote unquote draft a guy and play him right away as a freshman or redshirt freshman and try and develop him and have him go through his lumps and live that season that way? Or if you're in a situation that you feel like you have all the pieces, you just need that guy, the quarterback. And if you know who that is and you've seen what he can do and put it on film against great teams. I mean, hell, that Oklahoma team beat Texas, and where is Texas at? And they're in the college football playoff.
Right.
So that's where I mean, college football is so interesting now, and you look at the transfer portal with all the guys, and it's like, what route do you want to take? I mean, you saw that with Ty Thompson. He put out a pretty cryptic post on Instagram of him walking away, and there's like, you know, he's blurred out, and the Oregon helmets are in the foreground, and it's just like, all right, well, he's gone.
Yeah, we get it. We get what you're saying. But
and there's that sense, like, it's like, that's a – there's part of me that feels bad, because that guy, he went to Oregon, committed, could have transferred last year, didn't, sat, was hoping that this was going to be his chance, and granted, he's a Mario guy, so it's not like Dan is, like, too linked to him and right. his future, but that's where you see that. Like, I'm sure there were some Oregon fans out there that wanted to see what Ty Thompson had to prove. I mean, he looked a little not bit better me. This year, but also, if you tell me, do you want Ty Thompson, or do you want Dylan Gabriel, I'm taking Gabriel 10 times out of 10.
Oh, I mean, it's kind of impossible not to take Dylan Gabriel. Now, mind you, because Ty Thompson could come out and he could be phenomenal. Like, Heisman-worthy phenomenal.
The dude was a five-star.
Yeah, we honestly don't know what he could be.
And we want to talk about guys improving from their freshman year to when they're a senior. Look at Bo Nix. Look at Michael Penix. I mean, it's... And that's the big thing with college football, right? Is like, you get a guy that transfers, he's been developed, or... Do you want to sit, like, trust in your process and what you've done with your homegrown guy and be like, no, he's fine. Like, he's getting into his junior year. He's taking his lumps. We believe in him. But then again, what they see in practice, we can't see at all. So, no. I mean, when they get to those spring practices and then start getting closer to the season, it's just like, you know, that's where they look at Ty and be like, sorry, bud. We've seen it these last two and a half years. Like, we got to go with the proven commodity.
I mean, do you think it was that he wasn't playing well in practice, or that you have this guy from Auburn that was pretty good and that's who we're going to go with?
And he beat him out last year. So Ty was like, all right, I'll take it. I'll take last year and this year to develop and learn. And then you get passed up again. Like, I don't blame Ty.
No,
for
yeah,
leaving,
I'm good.
But,
like, so
but
now
also,
you're going to bring in another, somebody else who doesn't know the offense, has to learn the offense. I've been right there the entire time, and now you're going to bring in Dylan Gabriel. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and go.
But also, I could see that, like, you know, if the Ducks are wanting to do that, they see their team as ready to win now, and they don't want to take the risk on a unproven commodity in Ty Thompson. Yeah, they love him. Yeah, they thank him for everything he's done and been there, been a team player. But football's about winning.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It is.
And if you want to win in Oregon, if you want to get back to the playoff, if you want to be up there where Washington is right now, you got to stay consistent at the quarterback position.
Well, one of the reasons Oregon has coveted Dylan Gabriel so much in this transfer portal season, if you whatever you want to call it, is because he's so accurate. And he's just, yeah. He's a quarterback that since his young days at University of Central Florida, he didn't make mistakes.
No.
Threw so few interceptions. And I still remember some of the highlights of his like bullet passes, you know, like on top tens before he even transferred to Oklahoma. So we know how good he is and we know how he fits into Oregon's offense. And I think Dan Lanning and Will Steiner salivating at basically looking at a Bo Nix 2.0 for next year. Unfortunately, on the other side of the coin, this is where you come to needing to win now, and guys like Ty Thompson suffer. But unfortunately, man, even with the development of last season, Ty Thompson at the beginning of this year, screw it, game 6-7 after he threw a nice couple of bullet touchdowns, I don't think he would have been at the level that Bo Nix was coming in off of Auburn last season. He's not there yet. And sorry, Duck fans, I know that, you know, you feel bad for him. Yes, I do too. You want to see him get a chance. However, sometimes you just ain't that good. And yes, he's a former five-star recruit. Is he going to get the opportunity somewhere? Yes. Might I eat my words? Absolutely. But we're seeing the same kind of crunch in the wide receiving room too, Joe. And actually, to answer your guys' question, I don't know if like Troy Franklin is staying or not, but it would lead me to believe that they're looking at having a very, very stacked wide receiver room that includes the likes of Franklin next year. If you got Chris Hudson leaving, if you got Ashton Cozart leaving, two very young kids in the portal, or I guess Chris Hudson, not necessarily young, he's got 1 year of eligibility left, but a guy that took snaps under Cristobal and made a significant impact, now he's gone. So that receiver room's going to be fine, along with this new quarterback that Oregon has. It's just the way of the world now. And you know what? Ty Thompson, I hate to say it, but at this point, you're like a Braxton Burmeister. You're like a guy that was given an opportunity at Oregon, didn't do so great. You looked, you know, maybe okay in a couple of spots in a backup role, but then when you were thrust in as a starter, you looked terrible. And you're going to have a chance to go prove it, but look at Braxton Burmeister. He literally got undrafted, signed by the Rams as a wide receiver in camp and then let go after transferring to West Virginia, to San Diego State. And I know Ty Thompson's not going to be able to transfer anymore after this, but it's sad. But guess what? Not every five-star quarterback is going to be
and
elite.
I think that's the thing we have to keep in mind. I think the thing we have to keep in mind is five stars, four stars is something for high school, right? Among your high school competitors, you are a five-star player. So against that DB that's 135 pounds, you are a five-star guy. How many times have guys gotten to college or gotten to the NFL or to the NBA, and that five-star guy is a utility player? They're just a bench player. They're somebody that, man, coming out of high school, they were the number one player in the country. The number one player in the country for basketball, Jordan Walsh, is in the G League right now. The G League, you know, and that's just kind of one of those things. Like the same thing for football. Just because you were five stars amongst those kids you were playing against, now you're playing in a situation where everybody's good. And then guess what? I was a much better athlete at 19 and 20 than I ever was at 16 and 17. So now you're with people that are getting better, getting older, growing into their bodies.
That develop and guys that care more than you, possibly.
Absolutely.
I mean,
you know,
look at it's like the Boobie Miles approach. Like, all I got to do is show up, and then you show up to college.
And like, oh, everybody can run.
Yeah.
Everybody's fast. I mean, everybody's this.
I mean, frankly, guys, look at this team that Oregon had this year. They were 6 points away, essentially.
From an undefeated season.
Exactly. And
remind me.
And so what do you want to do? They now have the responsibility because Ty Thompson, you know, has earned the opportunity to hand the program over to him when they're so close to competing for a national championship.
And that's what I'm saying,
That's bullsh. Come on. Let's look at this realistically. I feel bad for the kid, but Oregon is right there, and they will do this every day of the week. They did it with Vernon Adams 7 years ago.
I don't think it's about feeling bad. Like, he's going to land somewhere, and he's going to play college football for a major D1 program.
After he declared yesterday officially for the transfer program, Rashad, I mean, it's just Ducks Twitter or football fan Twitter. Oh, Ty, they treated you so badly. No, this is a business. This is what happens when you get NIL next.
It's competition.
Yeah. I mean, best of luck to him, but I get it, man. Like, I get the situation the Ducks are in. You were that close, and I don't think it was because of a quarterback, but if you want to stay that close and be able to push yourself over the edge, you have to stay consistent at quarterback. Yeah. I wanted to just look at some of these guys that are in the transfer portal still. Dante Moore, Cam Ward, still trying to find homes, two Pac-12 quarterbacks.
I mean, Dante's going to come to Oregon still.
Yeah, I don't think so.
He's going to be willing to develop for a year.
I was listening to Dirt and Spread. Yeah, and I hear you on that. I mean, like, if you want to go develop somewhere, I mean, go to Oregon State, but nobody wants to go there now. But it was Brandon Huffman was on with Dirt and Sprague, and I appreciate Dirt's optimism about wanting to get Dylan Gabriel and Dante Moore. But it's one, not both of them, is what it sounded like.
They can't afford both. they could, but they don't want to.
Well, you heard Matt Rhule. Yeah, your starting quarterback's going for mill or two right now.
Yeah,
so.
And I don't think anybody wants to go to a situation where they're playing backup for sure.
No. So there is your new Oregon quarterback, Dylan Gabriel. We'll see who's going to be the starting quarterback up in Corvallis, hopefully in the – well, we won't know that until obviously when the season starts, but we'll see who at least will be given a shot, because Aiden Childs, right now the crystal ball is saying 100% he's going to Michigan State with Jonathan Smith. So hopefully we get some clarification with the Oregon State job here in the next few weeks.
Maybe his clothes will end up in the Bennett Goodwill as well.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, hey, Beaver fans, I would keep going to that Goodwill in Corvallis. Quite often.
They got some gems in there.
Over the next couple weeks. Yeah, you're going to find some great finds.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.